My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's former Giant and our good friend FP Santangelo, who, by the way, will sit in this chair with you and Mark Grandy.
I can't wait.
Monday through Wednesday next week, and will only say nice things. Boy, that be, you guys get to sit in here and do the trade deadline together. Won't that be fun, FP?
Yeah, you can play that shot special noise that you do with breaking news, and we'll be like, the Giants got AJ Pollock again.
Nice. There I like the player.
There it is.
I like the pick.
No, come on, FP. Let it rip. How you feeling right now?
This one got me today. I don't know. I'm in a bad mood. This one pissed me off, for lack of a better term and a more intelligent term. When a team gets rid of you, or a team doesn't tender you a contract, or you move in a different direction, and you sign with a new ball club in the offseason, it's your dream as a player to get a big hit against the team that didn't want you. Like, that's only the really good players can do that. You know, I tried, and the more you try in baseball, the worse it gets. But to be released 1 week, to go to your rivals the next week, to play against your old team that just said, we don't want you, and to hit a game-winning home run, that's like every player's dream come true. And every front office's nightmare come true. So it's not just that the Giants got rid of Nick Ahmed and he went to the Reds and he hit a game-winning home run. It's the Giants got rid of Nick Ahmed, the Dodgers signed Nick Ahmed, and Nick Ahmed at the Dodger beat the Giants. Like, I mean, if I'm being 100% honest, this is the low point of the season for me as a fan. Not as a broadcaster, not as a former Giant, as a Giants fan, this is the low point.
And for it to happen in that spot where you kind of scratch and clawed back, and Jorge Soler with a neat little knock to left, a little flare to tie the game, you're thinking, okay, maybe one shutdown inning and one big hit away from splitting a series and coming back home and getting some momentum. Is it the timing of it too, FP, that made it hurt even more, the fact that you lost the series to Colorado and you did have a chance for a gutsy split and you lost any chance at momentum?
I think you're dead on, Dibs. I mean, I had a tweet ready that this was, when it was 4-4, I'm thinking, can one game on July 25th, like, determine your season? When it was 4-4, I was thinking happy thoughts. Like, they split at Dodger Stadium when they lost. This is good. This is a good split. When you lose the first two and win the second two, that's a good split. Like, obviously, you want to win every series. But you lose the first two, you win the second two in a place that's your rival, it's hard to win, blah, blah, blah. They haven't had success there. That's a good split. And now you're thinking, okay, trade deadline, 5 days away. Now we're buying, now we're doing this, now we're at momentum, the Rockies are coming into town, the A's are coming into town, and now you're starting to feel pretty good. But man, when you get rid of a guy and then he puts on the wrong uniform and then he beats you as a rival, It just did a 180, I think, for all of us. I think, I don't want to ever speak for all Giants fans, but I think a lot of us are feeling the same way today. Just really crappy after that game.
So, FP, solve the conundrum. They are not good enough to buy, and Farhan is not in a position to sell. So what do you do?
I don't know, man. I don't know. This is why I'm not a GM, Mark. This is why I'm not in the front office. Do you just stand pat? Do you do that? Do you sell off some veterans for some prospects? Do you get rid of guys that have been here for a while that could have value in a pennant race to somebody else, and then you could swoop up some good A-ball players? Would that satisfy Giants fans? Would that satisfy the clubhouse? Would that satisfy the manager? Or do you say, like, okay, it sucks right now, but we need Jazz Chisholm, your guy. We need whoever. Just throw some names out there. I don't know. I don't like the fantasy aspect of the trade deadline. Right. They need energy. They need an energy guy. They need somebody that sparks them, that has confidence and cockiness and swagger and maybe a little arrogance, and that's not afraid to piss off the opponent. And I know that doesn't happen a whole lot in baseball today, but, I mean, you saw the Rockies and the Red Sox yesterday. That was great. I love that. I can't believe what Quantrill said, but, like, I love that. Like, he's got a little edge to him, a little attitude about where you should do things and what's not appropriate. But in the heat of battle, for him to pull that line out, it's like, oh, my God. I like stuff like that. I don't like my sports lovey-dovey. I like my sports with a little edge and a little rivalry to it. And I think there's something missing, and it's really hard to put a finger on it, whether it's the offense swinging and missing too much, whether it's one weird play every day. And I've said this on the air: if you play good baseball over the course of 6 months consistently, no matter what kind of talent level you have, you're going to win more games than you lose. You're going to be 500 above 500. If you play good baseball for 6 months consistently and you have horses, you're going to win way more games than you lose. It's a pretty simple formula. Just play fundamentally sound baseball. It's not that hard. Run the bases aggressively, intentionally, throw strikes, play catch, you know, timely hitting and offensive execution, getting guys over, getting guys in. But consistently every day, you're a machine. We're not going to go out and try to win tonight. We're going to go out and try to play good, solid, fundamental baseball every single night. That's our goal. Oh, you look up, it's 3-2, we won again. Oh, you look up, it's 5-3, we won again. Oh, you look up, we lost 2-1, but we played good baseball tonight. Like, that's what good teams do. And the Giants, for some reason, once or twice a night, there's head scratchers. And you're like, what's going on here? That ball has to be caught.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I can't believe he dove for that ball. I can't believe he didn't cover. I can't believe he swung at that pitch. I can't believe he threw another fastball. The slider was the pitch. And it just seems like every single night there's something going on that's not conducive to winning over 162-game season consistently. They just don't play good baseball consistently. They're good baseball players. They're good dudes. If you get to know them all, they're wonderful people. But, like, as far as going out and executing on a nightly basis and playing fundamentally sound baseball consistently, I'm not just saying they're the bad news bears every day. There's some really good baseball players on that team, but there's one or two plays every night that you guys see them. It's just like, whoa.
Yep.
And good teams don't have that whoa at the wrong moment consistently, and the Giants have.
Yeah, and we saw it last night when the pitcher shouts out, catch the blanking ball, and it was the second straight game where there was a fly ball that was routine that was not caught. And so when you look at those moments and you see a pitcher kind of losing his cool at his own team, what does that tell you about the overall, I guess, construct of a clubhouse and where a team's at, FP?
Well, I think that's just an emotional thing, Dibs. I think we'd all be going way too deep into that and reading way too many things into that if we said, oh, the clubhouse is terrible because that's heat of battle thing. Like, yeah, you just don't want people to see you doing that. You put your glove over your mouth or you go break something in the tunnel after the inning. But if pitcher shows up as fielders who are diving for things and trying to save runs for them all the time, and you're a young pitcher, that doesn't go over well with the guys that are trying to help you on a nightly basis. You know, they didn't want to drop that ball. And not in their defense, because there is no defense for that. It's unacceptable. But at Dodger Stadium, they do scream and yell loud. You guys have been there with pop-ups more than any other stadium. So what you do is you use hand signals. Because I could scream, I got it, I got it, I got it, as loud as I can 26 times, and the guy 5 feet from me is not going to hear it. So you, like, put your glove in the air, or you push the guy off, like, with a Heisman pose. So you're always kind of peeking to the off outfielder for signals, hand signals. It's like a silent count in football when you're playing in a hostile environment, same kind of thing. The night before, they had the close-up of Matos yelling, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it, and then he hit the brakes. I'm sure Ramos didn't hear Matos on that. So, I mean, there's ways to combat that. But as far as Eric Miller goes, he's a great teammate. He's a great guy. He just heat of battle, emotional game. Shouldn't have done that, and he probably knows that. But I don't think there's anything deeper than that. It's just like, I don't know, when you're in traffic and you snap real quick, it's not like you really dislike the guy that just cut you off. It's just a natural reaction.
Yeah, and you're actually you're preaching to the choir here. Although yeah. I've gone now, and I was going to tell Mark earlier, I've now gone 4 straight weeks behind the wheel without using my middle finger or using the horn.
This guy doesn't just use the middle finger. He stops the car and gets out and tries to fight. I don't know. Might not be the right...
A little bit feisty, FP. You know that the little guys are the ones you have to always watch out for.
Yeah, you're like a little chihuahua, dude. I wouldn't be scared.
Dude, no doubt. One bite, I might have rabies.
FP, tell the story of what Dusty said to you in the dugout when you were in the outfield and Richie was running at you and you guys let one drop in the outfield.
I was in center at Candlestick, and it was a day game, and a ball, you know, that Bermuda Triangle behind second base, it was Jeff Kent, Richie, and I was playing center, and we all kind of stopped and looked at each other, and the ball dropped. And the crowd groaned, and I don't know if, like, a run scored or whatever, but Dusty was waiting in the dugout, and he said, that's what we have trainers for. I'd rather you guys run into each other, crash into each other, and the ball drop, than sit around and watch it drop like that. And he was upset, and Dusty never got upset. But that was his line, and it just resonated with me and stuck with me the rest of my career. That, I mean, he didn't mean for us to, like, full out injuries, stretchers on the field, but he said he'd rather see us crash and not catch the ball than I'll just stand around and let it drop.
So, I mean, should Elliot Ramos have run these guys over? He's the center fielder.
I mean, we all saw Willie Mays run into Bobby Bonds, and we've been seeing that highlight for, I don't know, since Willie passed away, right? The one in Candlestick in right center field where he just crushes Bobby Bonds.
Yep.
Going full speed and that ball in right center field up against the chain link fence. I don't know. They both made it out okay on that.
Yeah, it's better.
As far as I know, I just saw the highlight. I didn't see if Bobby was laying on the ground for too long after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It feels better than the alternative, which is what we've seen the last, you know, couple of games where the tentativity, it kind of has felt like it's been a hallmark of this team throughout. So deadline move or no deadline move, are there things they can do internally to try to, I don't know, turn this thing around? And I know you're not a big flip the spread guy, but what needs to change to get this team to play with more urgency?
Play better. It's pretty simple. Play better. Like, there's no excuses. It's the highest level. We used to have a saying, like in the minor leagues, if you don't like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches after BP, play better. If you don't like long bus rides, play better. If you don't like losing, play better. If you want to be in the playoffs, play better. It's pretty simple. Like, everybody has to look themselves in the mirror and say, I need to do better. I watched Logan Webb after the game today. Maybe you guys would get some sound of that.
Yep.
But he's like super accountable, and I'm big into extreme accountability. But like he said, I've been pitching like S the last three starts. I got to do. He wears it so hard, and like I would love to tell him, and maybe I will. That dude, you don't have to wear it this hard. Like we know you've had a couple of bad starts. Okay. But like, I just think it just reinforces things from a sports psychology standpoint. It sinks it in more. Like being accountable is beautiful, right? But being like over accountable, where he's just like crushing himself in the news conference. I want to say like, Webby, you're an author, man. This is baseball. It has ebbs and flows. You're going to be fine. But when you stand up there, it's super pro, right? To stand up there and say, I was horse blank today and I need to be better. And I haven't been good for three starts and I've been terrible and it's on me. That's good. And we like that, but I just feel like he's burdening way too much of what's going on, and he's wearing it too hard for me right now. And I just love the kid, man, and I think he's great. And I hope he snaps out of this little funk he's in July.
That's interesting stuff, man. That's an interesting take. FP Santangelo, all right, man, thank you for doing it. And come help take care of us next week. Dibs doesn't like to talk very much, so you got to be aggressive next week, okay?
FP and the Barking Chihuahua from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. At 9, 5, 7.
Wow. Go ahead and cross me, Santangelo. You better watch your back. And you know better, FP. You're this big pro athlete, this really handsome, big, tough guy. Just you better watch your back, kid. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I know where you live. I know where you drink. I know where you hang out.
See you, buddy.
Watch your back.
You just moved, actually.
See you guys.
Yeah, see you, bud.
Take it easy.
Oh, I love it. FP. I love it. That was perfect. I'm going to fly as far away as possible. I don't want to be anywhere near this clam bake.
No, sorry about my dog. Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.